Welcome to the Personal Injury Marketing Minute, where we quickly cover the hot topics in the legal marketing world. I'm your host, Lindsay Busfield. As business owners, most of us have three goals in common: boost revenue, cut costs, and work less. But we are often so engrossed in the day-to-day operations of our firms that we don't identify, much less implement, changes that would help us actually achieve our big picture goals. Joining us again today is Sam Malahi, lawyer and founder of My Legal Academy, where he helps law firms work smarter to scale and automate their law firms. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. Super excited. This is round two. Some updates.
Yes. So glad to have you back. And last time we talked a little bit about virtual law firm secrets, and we talked about generating reviews and a lot of things that kind of go into the operations and some of the marketing of the law firms. But we want to dive more into what My Legal Academy is. So why don't we just start off for the listeners who are hearing from you for the first time. So tell us a bit about your background and your law firms.
Sure. So I became a law firm owner 8 years ago. And at the time, I had no mentor, had no kind of sources to figure out how to generate clients, create my law firm, how to serve the clients. So I basically had to teach myself everything. I first got exposed to funnels. So I fell into this whole world of creating these systems for generating clients. Then once I get a lot of clients, then I had to learn how to automate things. So then I went into the whole world of automation. Then I realized, wait, I need to build out a team. Well, I didn't have the budget to be able to hire a bunch of people in-house. So I started hiring people virtually. So I've gone to hiring over 200 virtual assistants since then. And I've been through these phases of kind of being going in depth in very specific parts of running a law firm. Fast forward, now I run six law firms that I'm either a complete owner of or that I'm partners in. And I've been able to streamline and automate all of these six law firms. And most of my time actually now goes, the last 3 years, I've been teaching and helping other lawyers create their own scalable and automated law firm, a law firm that kind of serves you instead of consumes you.
That's great. You have a wealth of knowledge to be drawing from, both in, you know, your trial and error of experience, but the partnerships and the connections that you've made along the way. And I want to dive into that experience and the knowledge that you're sharing. You recently rebranded into My Legal Academy. What is that?
Yeah, so we first started off the company as Legal Funnel. I thought in the beginning when I started out, the focus was funnels and kind of client generation. But I realized that was just one part of the puzzle. Yeah, sure. Okay. I could teach you all day long and share with you how the best way to generate clients, but you also need to have a system to be able to take them on, and you need to build out a team, and you need to know the math behind the numbers behind everything. And there's a lot of other stuff also tapping into also your own potential and getting you focused and as productive as possible so that you can accomplish basically what your dream is. So we rebranded based on kind of being a more holistic approach, kind of working on you as the law firm owner, helping you kind of, the slogan is work smarter, scale fast and enjoy life. So a little bit more holistic approach, again, kind of focusing on the law firm owner themselves.
So that way you can not only get the clients, but once you have them, get out of your own way to let the operation operate itself with the right people in place and have the time that you are dedicating to your firm be focused on growing your firm and growing the business as opposed to getting sucked down into it.
Totally. And I think the secret sauce really lies into really understanding yourself and knowing what the strengths are and what you enjoy doing, and then really tapping into that and tripling down on that. And everything else should be either delegated, automated, or completely eliminated. And that's where the program kind of starts, figuring out what those things are. And then now the rest is, I'll show you exactly how to automate everything else or delegate everything else, or let's just completely cut out all the junk and stuff that you don't need to do.
Well, and the stuff that you don't need to do, the stuff that you don't want to do, if you are pouring yourself into, you know, 10-hour days of running a law firm, then you need to be making sure that you're spending those 10 hours really doing the things that wake you up in the morning, that get you going so that you're best serving your clients, but you're also living a really full life in the process. So when you're working with a lawyer who wants to grow their firm, wants to better themselves, where do you start with them?
kind of where I mentioned, kind of figuring out what are you doing right now. Based on literally the tasks that you're doing right now. And then from there, kind of figuring out then what we need to delegate, eliminate, or automate. That's the first thing. Second thing is kind of analytics of your past 12 months. Where are you getting your clients from? What's your cost per acquisition? What's your value per client? And kind of making numerical based kind of decision, data-driven decisions based on that. And an easy formula is to just triple down. Once you get clear on your numbers, then just triple down on what's working the best, and then completely be very aggressive and completely eliminate anything that is not.
Sure. And I know you mentioned a lot of automation before in what is working well for a modern law firm. And clearly not everything can be automated, but how do you see the virtual presence and the virtual work shaping the new type of law firm and how you can hand off some of those responsibilities that you don't necessarily want to take on yourself as a lawyer?
So the mindset is most things can, and essentially if you want, it should be automated. And again, the whole point of automation is to get you to focus on what you're strongest at, and you just do that and everything else, you know, is handed off or automated. So the way that I kind of look at it is pre-client, you know, kind of like the sales side of your law firm, getting your clients signed up. And then second is serving clients, the service side of things. So when it comes to pre-client, sure, there's a lot of automation that is required to be able to automatically collect your leads contact information, and then systematically be able to get in contact with them to get them scheduled on a call or to give them a call. That could definitely, there's a lot of automation that goes in there. But the second thing that you need as part of the system is you basically need a staff to be able to do that for you. There's a lot of automations and plus people that can basically qualify your leads for you. They don't need to necessarily provide legal advice, but kind of qualify and then get them closer to say, oh, well, congrats, you do qualify. This is exactly how we can solve your problem, and basically getting them signed up. That essentially could be 80-90% automated. Once they stand up as a client, that notifies now our second team, says, well, this client just became a client. Well, what do we need? Well, usually we need some documents and we need some information. Well, that could be automated too. As soon as they send the DocuSign, okay, here's a text or an email that's sent to them. Go ahead and fill this out. And also go ahead and upload your documents here. So once that's collected, well, automatically it will notify our second team to be able to start the drafting, which now, guess what? ChatGPT could help with a lot of that. Drafting based on the intake information that we collect upfront from the client. We basically use the Zapier integration. We give ChatGPT a very specific prompt integrated with Zapier that says, hey, use this client's answers to be able to go draft this particular thing. This whole recipe of especially this part, we've been able to kind of figure it out internally inside of our community. We have a couple of people that are kind of tech super AI geeks who've been able to kind of put this together, and now kind of seeing it literally being built in front of us and be able to now we're sharing it with each other is really eye-opening. But essentially the mindset again is most things that you're currently doing, the day-to-day operations can and should be automated.
Absolutely, because doing the grunt work of writing your own drafts and figuring out the email chain to be sending back and forth is not a wheel that we need to be reinventing. And with the advent of technology and so many new programs that are out there at your disposal, there's no excuse to be wasting so much time that is valuable time doing kind of these mundane tasks. But I know a lot of our listeners are probably tuning in right now thinking, well, he kind of grazed over the first giant hurdle that I'm facing as a lawyer, which is generating leads and getting that phone to ring and kind of getting this process kickstarted. So how are you generating these leads that are being qualified?
So there's only two ways to generate clients. You either pay with it with your time, or you pay with it with money. So the way that I kind of think about the time, that's kind of content, kind of you be able to provide value upfront for your clients. That way, when people have questions or things, they're able to find you. And I'm sure that's what you guys offer at Optimized Law Firm, is kind of creating that value for your law firm clients to be able to come and basically be able to find you. That's one way. The second way is you pay with your money. That means you use money to be able to go to the biggest platforms, social media platforms in the world, like Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, and Google, to say, hey, I'm willing to spend money to come place myself in front of people and to interrupt them and say, hey, if you have this particular problem, or if you have these things that have been in your mind, let me show you a solution that's helped other hundreds of other clients that I've been able to help in the past. And if you'd like to find out how also we can solve your problem, go ahead and click here so we can tell you how you can qualify for this particular benefit. That is essentially paid ads. Those ads that you see on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. That's what I kind of what I focus on myself. That's what I got good at, understanding exactly what these platforms want and need, and be able to give them that, to be able to optimize how can I go, again, get myself in front of my potential prospects and lead them down a funnel with the goal of getting them automatically signed up. This is this has proved pretty fruitful. Once you set this up, this kind of is completely automated and 24/7, like literally 24/7, you're having leads and clients coming in and actually also being self-served. Like my funnels at this point get, we have the DocuSign getting signed without us literally doing anything. We're able to qualify them. Again, this requires a little bit more explanation, but the idea is we generate them. We qualify them. If they qualify, then we get them signed up.
That's fantastic. And what a dream come true for most of the lawyers who are listening right now to be able to just automatically generate 24/7 leads, have them vetted, had them go through the funnel, and ultimately just end up with a document on your desk that needs to, you have a careful eye look at it so that you can actually represent the client in a serviceable way that is really meaningful and life-changing for them, but having a lot of the basic everyday routine stuff being knocked out so that you can really focus your energy on the part of lawyering that you actually want to do. And while 80% of this, 90% of this can be automated, you still need to have the right people in place that can help run the firm that are not necessarily the virtual employees and that are not you. So what roles do you still need in order to be able to step back and focus on the parts of the law firm that you want to focus on?
Totally. So across these six law firms, there's one thing that's always required, and that's either a COO or a director or implementer or whatever you want to call it. That's somebody who kind of oversees the big picture of everything when it comes to the getting the client signups, to onboarding and serving the clients, to the marketing and to managing the team. So that is a must. That has to be kind of in-house, somebody that you'll be able to meet in person who kind of oversees the big picture. That plus the attorney, ideally, you want somebody long, you don't want to hire virtually or as a freelancer for that because it's kind of risky to do that. So for that, obviously a full-time attorney who can kind of use a lot of the virtual staff to do day-to-day, collecting the documents, collecting the information, even starting some filings. And then the attorney kind of is the kind of like oversees it to make sure that it's done correctly and processed it pretty much. But that's essentially it. Those two roles are kind of like the ones that are kind of required to be in-house, and the rest is kind of day-to-day. For that, very easily could be either supplemented or completely replaced with the completely virtual teams.
That is a great vision that I think a lot of lawyers would love to be able to implement. But many of our listeners today are probably still so overwhelmed with their cycle that they've created, which is a standard traditional law firm where they are still having to go in and do a lot of the day-to-day work and don't have time to get things automated and time to set things up. So what can a lawyer do today to break their day-to-day cycle and focus on growing their firm into one that is more streamlined and automated?
It's to get out of your head by getting into a community that is really focusing on personal development and focusing on not only bettering yourself, but also your systems and things like that. What I did in the past 3 years, kind of created an ecosystem that kind of empowers each other to be able to grow. A lot of times I found that when people are kind of, they're law firm owners and they're doing their own thing, they think that they get stuck into this road and there's no other way. They just see it as it is. But once you step out of it and you look at and hear other people talk about, hey, here's how I did mine, here's how I more efficient way that I that, it kind of opens up your horizons, what's possible. That's when you kind of tap into your potential of hey, maybe there is a more efficient and better way to do this. So kind of, you know, join, at least, you know, get a, join a community or get a mentor who kind of can expose you to these concepts.
That's great. And how can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to explore their own personal potential and start bettering themselves and their firms?
So I kind of do my marketing through a lot of content, not only paid ads, but also a lot of content, because I realized, you know, there's some time for people to get used to these ideas. You know, people don't usually go from like listening to say, Arasana. So the best way is to just go on YouTube, search for My Legal Academy, or just search for my name, Sam Mollaei, M-O-L-L-A-E-I. You'll probably find a couple of my YouTube videos. You'll probably watch a couple of them and then you'll get hooked. And then you're like, wait a minute, this is actually, there's some stuff to this. And over time, then you kind of get more and more ideas, and you'll probably implement a couple of those things. And you'll see that it works. And then from that, then you go look me up. So yeah, YouTube is primary. Also, we have a Facebook group called My Legal Academy. Or if you just go on Google, search for My Legal Academy, you'll be able to find us.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sam. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.